The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Close your eyes and pull like a dog.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome to the Star Sport podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Mangan, and I'm joined this week by Star Sport reporter Sean Holland. And on the podcast this week, we are chatting to Cork minor football boss, Pauly O'Sullivan. Now, the Star Sport podcast is brought to you in association with our friends at Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, where your bank really does matter. Choose credit union, choose local, choose community. Now, before we hear from Hawley, let's start, Sean, today with the Munster semi-final as Cork ran Kerry close but fell in the end, losing in Killarney, 112 to 18 points. And before the game on last week's podcast, we said we kind of wanted the Rebels to run Kerry close, and that's exactly what they did, Sean.
Yeah, they did, Dylan, to be fair, but there is that kind of small feeling as well that it was one they left after him. They had Kerry right where they wanted after about 20, 25 minutes. They were up 4 points and going well, but Cork seemed to kind of almost go back into their shell a small bit. They went away from their running game and went very, very defensive. So that didn't work in their favour. And John Cleary echoed that in his quotes afterwards, saying that, you know, they kind of let him off the leash a small bit. Kerry were off kilter at the start of the game, and Cork probably should have taken more advantage of it. Slowly but surely, Kerry worked their way back into the game, and, you know, he was disappointed the fact that his side were only up 1 point at the half, even though they'd played most of the football. So, even though it's a good result-wise, just looking at it, losing by 3 points to what was probably feared that they might get the doors blown off them to only lose by three and run Kerry very close is positive that way. But looking at the game as a whole, it's one that Cork really could have won if things had gone their way and they were probably a bit more adventurous. But yeah, it's on to the next stage now and Kerry are into the final.
Yeah, it was Cork scored, I think, 5 points in the second half after, like you say, a great first half. And they got off to a great start with the goal as well. But do you think it was a case of Cork running out of steam, or was it a pre-planned thing? Do you think maybe that they decided we're going to go for it in the first half and have a different game plan in the second half then?
Well, I suppose one thing from even the match on Saturday, being down there, it was a fairly warm day, so, you know, we haven't had many of them this year. So, like, you'd imagine that had taken a bit from the energy levels and from the legs, you know, because Cork play a really high, intense running game, and that's where they get most of their success from. So it's tough to keep that pace up for that long, but it felt like after 25 minutes that really they kind of, like, went away from that. I think they kicked two scores between the 25th minute and the 50th minute, which really was that kind of like period where Kerry really came back into it. Kerry took their first lead in the 50th minute, and then there was kind of no looking back. It almost felt like being like in a boxing ring where Kerry were always keeping the Rebels at arm's length and not letting them back into it. But there's plenty positives to work on from Cork, you know, there's no doubting that. But as things stand, they're waiting on results now to be confirmed into the Sam Maguire. They need Dublin would probably be the main one. If Dublin beat Offaly this weekend, which you'd imagine they would, that'll be Cork secured into the Sam Maguire. But they'll probably face off into a tough group now with their seeding, so it remains to be seen how far they can go on this year's championship. But there's positives to look on. It's not all doom and gloom, you know. It's a big encouraging factor that the fact that they went down the last couple of times the Kerry and had 11 and 22 point defeats, going to be beaten by three this time. And it shows that they're getting a bit closer, but they're still another step behind those big teams.
Yeah, and if you think about Cork's kind of performances in the last couple of years, they have been able to step up against the bigger, or I say bigger counties, but against counties that have been more successful in recent years. Like if you think back to last year, the win against Mayo was a great win. Running Dublin really close in Páirc Uí in the league last year as well. Here running Kerry really close. So assuming Dublin are going to beat Offaly and Cork will be in the Sam Maguire, does the fact that they seem like they can raise their level when it's needed bode well for this year's championship?
It does really, but it's kind of, they need to almost believe they can as well. You know, they have the ability. It's kind of maybe a mental thing that they just need to take the shackles off and just go for it. You know, there won't be a lot expected of them if they go against the likes of, as you mentioned, the Dublins, the Mayos, the Kerrys. Like, everyone will be expecting those sides to win. So there'd be no harm in just, you know, going all out, probably playing a more attacking game, because once they started running at Kerry at the start, you could see that they were having a lot of success. You know, even Conor Corbett got a point at the start of the game. He was true on goal. Paul Walsh got his goal afterwards. And they were when they ran at the Kerry defence, they were having a lot of success. So that's something definitely to take in to the next round of the Sam Maguire. But there is a lot of encouragement, a lot of positives. You know, John was speaking afterwards, he was disappointed not to get the win. You know, they as a group were going down there to win, as you'd expect, and they're disappointed a little. But overall, it's like, this is a good Kerry team as well. You know, you can't look away from the fact of that. But it should make for some interesting viewing over the summer, and hopefully they can go a long way.
Yeah, we'll see how things pan out. Obviously, assuming Dublin beat Offaly at the weekend, which I think we all do assume. Now, moving on, it wasn't a great weekend either for the Cork hurlers, who lost to Waterford in their opening game of the Munster Senior Hurling Championship. And Sean, this is probably a disastrous result if you think about the context of the games that are upcoming against Clare, especially this weekend. Looks like now it'll be a knockout game.
Yeah, Sunday's game now should be a cracker. You know, two teams that you know, would have big aspirations of going forward in the championship pretty much are in a knockout game. I think it's only one team that's ever lost their opening two games in the Munster Championship have gone through to the All-Ireland Series. So it's as good as your old school Munster Championship straight knockout. But Cork won't be happy with how they performed on Sunday. This is a Waterford team that really struggled in the league, but saying that, it was almost your, you know, classic ambush position for Davy Fitzgerald and his Waterford side. You know, Davy relishes being the underdog. There's nothing he loves more than going in, you know, with the media against him, with his own county against him. And they really showed up on Sunday. You could say Cork had too many wides and missed too many chances. But when you actually look at the stats, Waterford had actually more wides. Waterford shot at a 60% shooting rate with 27 scores from 45, and Cork had 26 from 38. So you can't really blame that. But it's a case of the Rebels probably went in there a bit too lackadaisical. And I felt that they didn't feed their threatening forwards enough. You saw the influence Alan Connolly had there towards the end of the game when he was actually getting fed the ball. He was anonymous in the first half because they were shooting from distance and they weren't getting those scores. So that'll be something they'll definitely be looking to change and clear, maybe feeding Alan Connolly and a few more of those inside forwards more ball and not taking so many long range shots. But it should make for a classic on Sunday against Clare.
Yeah, it's two teams really that are will both be upset with their performances in the first game. Like, Clare were in a great position against Limerick, got pulled back. Cork, disappointed obviously against Waterford as well. Going into this weekend, I've seen a couple of people saying, or a couple of commentators saying, that Cork need to maybe turn a little bit to youth For the game against Clare. Is that something that Pat Ryan might do? Would you think he might stick or twist in this situation?
You'd imagine there'll be a few changes, all right. I think it was four to start things, six forwards were taken off the last day. So you'd expect maybe a couple of changes, especially in the forward line, because they need those scores going against Clare. Clare, when you spoke about it themselves, they really left that one after him against Limerick, you know, 9 points up halfway through the second half at home. They'll really be hurting after that one. So they'll be coming down firing against Cork. And we know their ability as well, league champions. You know, they're the most up-and-coming team in Ireland at the moment. So Cork will need to pull out all the stops. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because I'd imagine Pat Ryan will light the fire under the Cork lads as well. He won't want a repeat of what happened on Sunday, because if that's the case, we can say bye-bye to Munster and bye-bye to the All-Ireland Series for the year again.
Yeah, that game takes place this Sunday at 2 p.m. in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and I'm sure there'll be a good crowd there and a lot of people interested to see which of these teams will take the next step and win in round two of the hurling championship. So we'll see what happens there at the weekend. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week as well. We're going to take a very quick break now before we come back to hear from Cork Minor football boss Holly O'Sullivan.
The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Welcome back to the Star Sport podcast. Now, the Cork Minor footballers take on Kerry next Tuesday in the Munster Championship. And we've been speaking to the boss, the manager, Holly O'Sullivan. Sean, he's been enjoying his time in charge of Cork's under-17s so far. You spoke to him and he said that he enjoys coaching younger players and seems in good form ahead of next week's game.
Yeah, he does. It's Holly's first involvement in an inter-county management setup. So he's relishing the opportunity now next Tuesday. It's a bit of a change from what he was used to when he was involved with Carbery Rangers, senior setup in Cork. But he has had the benefit of being involved with Revlogue and the regional side. So he knows his players fairly well. But it's an interesting one, when you're going from dealing with senior players and making the transition then to 16, 17-year-olds. Holly does have the benefit of teaching St. Clan Secondary School, so he sees young lads and he knows the way they'd be acting around the place. But I'd have all the faith in him going down to Kerry the next day. But it is pretty much a free shot for them next Tuesday, because the way the minor championship works is that either Clare or Tipperary await them in the semi-final, no matter what the result is against Kerry. So it's a good chance to see what his squad are made of. It'll be the first time a lot of these lads put on the Cork jersey in a big championship game. So he'll be looking to look after the player or the people as much as the players and bring them on. But it's a nice one for him to start off and hope all goes well. And he also, in the interview, gave his views on the senior football match on the weekend as well. So it's a good chat with Holly.
Yeah, just before we hear from there as well, I just want to point out he named the Cork Minor panel in March, and just there's a good West Cork contingent on the squad. Like, there's players from 25 different clubs. We've got two from Carbery Rangers, there's one from Kinsales, Erhen, Clonakilty, Donnies, two from Castlehaven, and Newcestown in there as well, Bandon. So there's plenty of West Cork interest for anyone who is thinking of making the trip down to Tralee next Tuesday. That game is on in Aston Stack Park at 7 p.m. Like Sean said, we're going to hear from Holly now, and we started by asking him what he thought about Cork's loss to Kerry in Clarny at the weekend.
Right, I'm delighted to be joined now by Holly Sullivan, Cork Minor football manager. Holly, how are things?
Very good, very good. Good to see you, Sean.
Same to you. So before we start about looking at the minor championship, I'll get your thoughts on the game on Saturday between Cork and Kerry. Obviously, you had a keen eye on it yourself. So give us your initial thoughts on Cork's performance and what you thought of the result.
Well, I suppose of all ones in recent years in Killarney, I thought it was one that Cork could have won. You were in a good place at halftime. I know Kerry were probably a small bit closer than what they should have been at halftime, but I was surprised that Cork backed off in the second half, to be honest. They backed off, kick out, and kind of invited Kerry on, especially when they were playing with the wind. I thought it was definitely one that was there for the taking compared to other years. There didn't seem to be much between the teams.
And do you think it was kind of almost a bit of a mental block or kind of almost afraid of Kerry opening them up that they'd set back?
I don't know. Like, they went at him in the first half playing against the wind. I don't know what the decisions were, so no one knows. You'd have to be in the dressing room or whatever it might be. This might have been pre-planned in the weeks beforehand that they were going to set up and play this way. So we just don't know. But like, the way the game went and Kerry looked vulnerable and some of their big players weren't playing to the levels that they would have played before, apart from Shani Shea maybe. It was nearly an opportunity missed, and probably, like I would have said myself before, and if we get one in five, you'd be happy. But the way the game panned out was there for the winning.
And as you said it yourself there, with just even the lads backing off, was it a case that they were always kind of mindful of what David Clifford can do, what Paddy Clifford, Shawnee Shea, like Dan O'Mahony seemed to have a good hold of Clifford inside, weren't really getting a lot of goal opportunities, but it was kind of, it looked the way that they just went into their shell a small bit in the second half.
Yeah, to a degree, but then you rarely, if ever, see David Clifford miscontrolling a ball and Shani Shea miss-soloing a ball. You know, was there that element that Kerry weren't as tuned in as what they would normally be, or maybe they're going through a very, they might have been going through a very heavy training regime in preparation for the All-Ireland Championship before they played Cork. You just don't know unless you're stable with the horse, really. Do you know what I mean? You don't know what Kerry were doing before.
And how do you think this sets up Cork now, obviously? They're technically still not in the Sam Maguire, but Dublin are going to beat Offaly there now on the weekend, one would imagine.
And you'd expect them to get in, but
yeah,
you'd expect them equally to be in a very difficult group with three very good teams. Like, that is the expectation. Once you don't make the Munster final, you're kind of down the pecking order with regard to CD and all the rest of it. So it will be a huge test, but it was definitely one that Cork could have taken last Saturday, I thought.
And just signifying what would be a good year for Cork now, would the next target obviously going to be getting out of that group stage and then maybe pushing on to where they got last year, say against Derry?
Yeah, they got to quarterfinal last year, I think, am I right? So like, anything less than that will obviously be, it won't be categorized as progression for a team that look as if they're moving forward, you know what I mean? But as I say, it'll depend on what way the draw goes. Like, you could end up with Derry now in your group. They're gone out of Ulster, and were Derry as interested in Ulster this year, having won it 2 years in a row and having won the National League? The only box they have to tick now is winning All-Ireland, but Donegal were equally impressive as well. So look, it's going to be extremely difficult, but I think Cork are on the up, but it would have been a huge boost to Cork football if you had managed to beat Kerry Blount, Kerry Glass.
You're good. And even speaking about Cork and Kerry, now you have the chance to right the wrongs of the senior team next week. So tell us, it's your first year as minor football manager. So how are you finding it? Before you even play a championship game, but how are you finding it so far?
It's been very enjoyable, in fairness. That particular age group, 16, 17 year olds, they're learning the game, and they're really improving at a rate of knots. And they're a really enjoyable crew to coach, because they're coming out of, let's say, underage youth football or underage football, graduating towards, trying to play like, or we see adult teams playing. And, there's a lot of learning in it for them, and it's very enjoyable for us to try and get across what we feel we know about the game to them,
And even speaking and, training with 16, 17-year-olds, you have the benefit there, and being inside in clan teaching with fellas that age. So do you think that helps, having to deal with fellas at that age? You've obviously came from management with Carbery Rangers, dealing with the higher side of it. But what are the kind of almost differences between, managing lads at a senior grade, in the club scene, to managing these young fellas, as you said, just coming up out of youth football?
And like, I would even say the difference between a 16 or 17-year-old and an 18-year-old. Like, we're going down to Tralee next Tuesday. Like, when you're dealing with an adult team, you have a fair idea how they're going to react to the big occasion mentally, if you know what I mean. And we're trying to condition these young lads into being ready for the big occasion. It'll be their first big outing, and you just don't know how 16, 17-year-olds are going to react. And if they do react in a way that, you know, we feel isn't the way we want, obviously we're going to have to address that then and try and do more.
Mm-hmm. And just on the game itself against Kerry, it's almost kind of like a free shot, you'd say, you know, with the way the championship structure is laid out. So will you be looking to give good few fellas game time, or what kind of way are you kind of working it? Because look, you have an eye on Kerry again down the road.
You can still only bring on six subs, I suppose, if you know what I mean. Look, like bottom line for us, I suppose, you know, like our very basic aim this year would be to go out and perform and try to win every game that we play. We've done that since the start of the year, and this game going into Tralee will be no different, because, you know, every championship match in Munster is valuable, because, you know, the Munster is a more compact championship than, let's say, up the north or in Leinster, where there are more counties. So, like, every game is valuable, you know. Again, going back to the fact that we have 16 or 17-year-olds, like, how do you tell a 16 or a 17-year-old that, you know, probably the biggest game that they'll ever have played in so far, and their first time wearing the cock jersey in a competitive situation, is a game that doesn't matter? I don't think you can do that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of looking, say, I know you're obviously only looking at the Kerry game, but looking ahead, you're either going to be in Clare or Tipperary. Have you had a chance to look at those teams, and what's the standard like, you know, with the...
I haven't really, but look, they'll be, you know, Clare and Tip already know in the round robin, they have three games each, and they'll have a playoff final, let's say, or the round robin final between Tip and Clare again. So they'll both have four championship matches played before, by the time we'll have one played, if you like, do you know what I mean? So, like, at this grade, every championship game you play, you're going to get better, and you're going to learn an awful lot about your players, mm-hmm. you know, so... There's going to be nothing easy. You know, the second game, first game is against Kerry. Obviously, the second game, if you don't win, you're in tier two or you're out, one or the other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're dead right. And just in terms of your own self personally, then, Holly, when obviously had the management with Carbery Rangers, but, you know, having previously played with Cork and everything, once you got into coaching, was this always maybe a goal of yours to manage a Cork side?
It would have been something that was in the back of my head, let's say, but it kind of didn't happen in that way, if you know what I mean. I didn't really go after this. I was kind of finished up with Ross and was taking a break more than Tielsen, was kind of involved in underage football with my young fellas team, and, you know, I was kind of asked to do a bit with one of the regional development squads a couple of years back, and it kind of went from there more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of being involved with the regional squads, is there any couple of players we should have a look out for now, next Tuesday? Is any fellas that you've actually really seen grow, you know, or would you be giving away
someone? I won't hang any fellow out. No, you can be judging that yourself after next Tuesday.
There could be a few Kerry fellas listening as well. They'd be looking at fellas to mark as well. So.
And even that, you know very well. No, you could name a fella and he might show up at all in the day then.
That's true. You've got to think of it too when they're that young. You know, it takes a lot of work in terms of you have to bring on the person as much as you do the player.
And look, it's kind of an overall thing, and like the overall aim of the whole thing is that we're trying to produce fellas that can play senior for the county. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, under-17, they're still young lads. It's not like it was under 18, under 21. It's 17 and 20. No, you know, it's more. It's nice. It's good to win, and you'll be hoping, and you want to win, and all the rest of it. But preparing fellas for what's coming down the line with regard to the absolute top standard is kind of the overall aim, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I do indeed. And that game, Cork against Kerry, will be on Austin Stack Park in Tralee next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So, Ollie, listen, I appreciate you joining us on the podcast, and all the best.
No problem. Thanks, Sean. Good luck, man. Cheers.
Super. That'll do us.
Perfect.
So I'll let you get back to it. Listen, one...
The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union. Funding dreams for over 50 years.
Welcome back to the Star Sport podcast. After that great chat with Holly O'Sullivan, we're looking forward to that Cork-Kerry minor game in Tralee next Tuesday. That's at 7 p.m. once again. Now, this week's Southern Star will be out on Thursday. It'll be in shops across West Cork and online as always. We'll have all the usual brilliant coverage of West Cork sport in this week's edition. We'll, of course, be getting all the big reaction from Cork's loss to Kerry in Killarney. We have plenty of local GA, local soccer, as always. There's rugby, there's road bowling, and plenty more. Also, inside this week's Southern Star Sport, you'll find your free property supplement. It's Property West Cork, with plenty of photos of dream West Cork homes, some tips on the first buyer scheme, and a whole lot more as well. So it's not one that you want to miss this week. Again, that's in shops on Thursday or online via subscribe.southernstar.ie. If you sign up and subscribe today, you'll get the Southern Star on your laptop, tablet, or phone for less than €2 per week. And if you sign up for an annual subscription, you'll be getting an extra free month thrown in there as well. Thank you once again to our sponsors at Access Credit Union, who make this podcast possible. And we'll be back again next week with another edition of the Star Sport Podcast. Thanks for listening.